Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode today. Really strange title, right? What I learned about business from Spaceship Earth. And I don't think it's so much really what I learned from Spaceship Earth. And you're probably asking too, like, why Spaceship Earth? So last week I was actually in a staycation here in Orlando and I did a bunch of the theme parks here. And if you didn't know, Spaceship Earth is a ride at Epcot at Walt Disney World Resort. It is that golf ball like ride that I know a lot of people like to affectionately call it, where you are going through history and the history of, you know, communicating. And there was, and I have ridden Spaceship Earth so many times, like probably dozens of times before. It is like a must when I go to Epcot. Now, many of you know I was born and raised in Orlando. And Spaceship Earth never gets old. Like, it is a classic. It is one of those classics that you just do not touch because there's lots of us, like, classic people that will be very angry. And so you're going through different scenes, and it starts off, you know, back in the Ice Age when humans learned to start communicating because they needed to work together to get big game like a mammoth. To be able to survive and to be able to eat. And it kind of goes all the way to like modern day where now we have computers that are a huge part of how we communicate with each other. And so in the midst of there, talking about how, you know, in the earlier ages past the Ice Age, when cave people would go ahead and write the cave drawings, you know, documenting certain things that happened within history, but weren't able to take those processes, those stories and things from the cave. Like, they were stuck in the cave until, you know, papyrus and paper and writing instruments and alphabets and all those things were created. And then once those were created, there being this huge fire in Rome that destroyed a lot of the early history because we didn't have, you know, things like printing presses or like floppy disks to save the history that was there. And it hit me that I'm like, holy cow, documenting history is like documenting processes for our businesses. And the importance of that is not, it's not just documenting processes, but it's also just every aspect of your business. There needs to be some sort of documentation that can be saved and that can be backed up so that not only you can reference it, so you're not like starting from square one all the time, but that if you're adding, you know, more team members, that they're able to easily reference this. And then also, what happens if something happens to you? This was, I just recently found out about the passing of somebody I know in my business community. And it was like, so what's supposed to happen to his business now if he's passed away? And it just like really got me thinking how this simple ride transporting you through time where writing down history is like writing down systems and processes, and you need to improve that process over time to increase your efficiency really and to again work smarter, not harder. And you can see that throughout the ride. I didn't ever think that I would be getting a business lesson from a ride at Disney World. And it's still like mind-blowing to me. Like, holy cannoli. The cavemen like figured out how to write and document stuff, but they couldn't figure out how to pass that on outside of the caves. And then when people were finally able to write that down, that process down, they didn't think about the whole process of making copies in case something was destroyed. And then if something was, and then from there, how we evolutionized to being able to save this and be able to printing hundreds of copies of things so that the history, the historical record is still there. And so I say this hopefully to inspire you to just start writing and documenting things within your business, big or small, and wherever this feels more comfortable to you, in that the importance of, because it's not just systems and processes and how you do things. This is like logins to passwords and websites and things that you're a part of. This is also, you know, I'm thinking about like if you had to have a backup because at the last minute you had to have a surgery. Like I know that there's a, I don't know if she is a travel advisor, but I know her mother is, and she had to have hip surgery literally the next day. And so if something like that were to happen to you, like what would happen to you and your business? Obviously, like you and your health and your safety and all that takes priority, but could you be doing different things right now to help you improve your systems tomorrow, the next day, to anticipate any sort of changes that might happen? Maybe you get, you know, you have a surprise pregnancy, or maybe there is a loss that you're experiencing. I mean, this happened in Maui to a lot of people that lost their homes in like seconds, minutes due to a fire. And if you don't have these systems and if you don't have things documented, and I'm thinking like it's as simple as like, who are the suppliers that I use? What are the logins that I use for those suppliers? I think it also started to make me think about streamlining things in a sense for the travel business. Do you want to be working with hundreds of suppliers, or is it going to be easier for you to maintain records of a couple dozen of suppliers? Similarly, like with clients, what kinds of information do you have written for them, and where do you have that written that if they were going to have an emergency and they needed to contact somebody back home, or if you needed to figure out logistics for them getting home, like where is that stored if you're one, not the only person in your business, or if two, something happens to you as the owner of the business? Because I know many of us are solopreneurs. Some have assistants, some don't. But really, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I want you to think of the bigger picture, because this isn't an episode to make sure that you're documenting, or it is, but it's not like you need to do this and you need to do that. I just think something of importance in being a strategic travel entrepreneur is thinking of that bigger picture. And this is like why I want you, and I talk about like making goals, financial goals, and like working towards those goals and like creating action plans to those goals, is because it, you know, business is simple, but there's so much that goes around it. And it is not just about you, because especially like in what we do in our businesses, there are so many people who are affected. So you have to think, and again, like I don't want to scare you either to thinking like, oh my gosh, now I got to do this. But if you could make life a little bit easier, where is your centralized business hub? Is that in a CRM? Is that in a project management tool? Do you have it like in a paper binder? If you're storing things in paper binders, do you have them like in fireproof, waterproof cases to make sure that they're secure in that way? You know, I'm not like any sort of disaster emergency type expert or anything like that. It especially finding out about this business person, this business colleague who passed away, it just makes me think like, am I myself prepared if anything were to happen within my business? Like, could somebody just pick up immediately where I left off? And I immediately think right now, no, that would not be the case because I have so many ideas that aren't in a project management tool. Like, I really feel like the knowledge base should be in that project management tool. But even if the information is in that project management tool, where can I store that information somewhere else so that if for some reason that project management tool were to go down or I lose my information, like, where is the backup to that? That is the story of how I started to think about documentation and the importance of documenting things within your business. So I'm trying to think, like, even this master plan that I have for myself for the rest of this year and some of the goals that I'm working on, I think I need to start, like, documenting even that information so that people have it somewhere. If, you know, I had to do, like, go into emergency, like, God forbid, none of that stuff happens, but what are you doing? What are your best practices? What have you heard are best practices? I feel like maybe this is something we need to have a longer conversation on, and I might be even willing to having some sort of conversation, like, on a Zoom call. So if you're interested in something like this, please reach out to me and I'll see if there's enough interest, then I'll go ahead and I'll schedule a Zoom call and we can just talk about this, because I think, like, this does need to be a discussion on, you know, like, common practices, standard practices, and information that other people are keeping. Because even think about it, like, when you go on vacation, you should be having someone cover for you. And I guess a lot of this is coming to say too, like, it shouldn't just be all on your shoulders. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be on somebody else's shoulders, but I'm saying that is a lot of information to have on you. And especially when things go haywire, it can be really complicated for those closest to you, your family members, your friends and colleagues. It can make it, like, super difficult if you don't have things organized. And yeah, I think, like, we really need to look out for each other in terms of future planning, that it's not just, okay, I need to make sure I'm getting clients. I need to make sure I'm this at this event to get clients. I need to do this partnership. I need to get this content out. I need to record what my numbers are for my tax accountant and all that. It is also knowing that we all have a timeline here on this earth, and there's also bumps that happen along that timeline. And so how can we make it easier for ourselves when there's different bumps on that timeline? And then how can we make it easier for the ones that are closest to us should something happen to us on that timeline? So those are just my thoughts from Spaceship Earth. You're welcome. And I will talk to you soon, because that is all that I wanted to kind of give to you this week, as I am super busy working on all the different projects. Hispanics and Travel, the audio series, is going live in a few weeks on October 4th. Make sure to register for that. It is not just for Hispanics. You can learn all about some of these amazing top leaders. We have Windstar Cruises, MSC Cruises, Riverside Luxury Cruises, Carnival Cruise Line. We have Gifted Travel Network. We have Regal Wings, Covelli DMC, and AMA Waterways, all being represented in this audio series. So if those are some of the companies that you love and adore or want to learn more from, or more from the executives, make sure that you sign up. It is free to sign up through October 3rd. And you also have a little bonus. If you sign up, you can also add yourself to the wait list for Prep for Wave Week, which is an event that I host every single year. This year, it's going to be the week of October 23rd. And it's divided up into 5 days between foundations, operations, sales, marketing, and expansion for your travel business. So you can be the first one to know when the registration is open for that. That is also a free event. The beginning level is a free event. And those are the biggest things that are happening right now. And maybe we're even going to talk about future planning because you're interested in that. So let me know. All right. Have a wonderful week and I'll see you here next week.
Thanks for joining me on the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. Please subscribe and leave the show a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't forget to take a look at the show notes for important information and links. See you next week.